I want to say one last thing, because one of the things that I see come up in coaching a lot is this feeling that we don't deserve rest, not because we've been bad or like haven't worked hard enough. Sometimes we think that, but also because we feel guilty that we are so privileged that we can rest. And I know this is coming from a good place in sense of wanting to be aware of your own privilege and wanting to demonstrate that awareness to yourself or to others. Privilege is a political analysis. It's meant to help us understand how we may benefit from the way the society has structured for reasons that don't really have anything to do with us or our own merit, and also how we are disadvantaged by society in ways that have nothing to do with us and our own merit. It's a political analysis. It's not a moral calculus. It's not an equation you use to determine if you are allowed to feel pleasure or rest. Being privileged, which anyone participating in this challenge, that means you probably have access to a smartphone at least. You are well off enough to be able to do this, to invest in this. Like, we're all privileged in different ways, some of us much more than others. But the point of privilege is a political analysis tool to understand how you are advantaged or disadvantaged by structural injustices and inequalities in the world. It's not a personal moral calculus to determine if you're allowed to take a nap. And that sounds flippant, but that's how some of us are thinking, that if we are privileged, then we don't deserve to rest. We shouldn't be able to experience rest or pleasure or care about joy or satisfaction or happiness when there's suffering in the world when we're privileged. And we're going to be talking about this throughout this week, but I truly believe that when we allow ourselves to feel pleasure, to rest, to evolve and grow, and to take control of our brains and to deprogram all of this social programming from them, we actually are able to show up to serve the world in a much bigger way. That has been my experience, and I will continue to be talking about that this week. But for now, I just want you to know, if that comes up, that is a common thought pattern. And I want you to try to distinguish between privilege is a useful way of understanding where I may have had it easier in life or harder in life, depending on my identity categories. And that might influence how I want to show up in the world as a citizen and as a voter and as a, you know, donator of funds and as an activist. But that isn't an equation to determine whether or not I'm allowed to feel pleasure, rest, take care of myself physically, mentally, or emotionally. The world does not benefit from women running themselves ragged until they burn out. And society's been telling us to do that long before privilege came around. I think we misuse the concept of privilege in this way because we're already so programmed to think that we should feel guilty and bad for resting or for wanting pleasure or for taking care of ourselves, that we just then use the word privilege and misuse that word to be a new name for a way that society has taught us to think all along.